service or something.
If people are excited, let's say a whole group of people is very excited, and you come in to help them, what do you tell them?
Well, I tell them just to quieten down. They're nervous too, that's what makes them do that.
Would you ever say keep calm in a situation like
that? Yeah, that'd be all right.
What?
Keep calm.
Uh-huh.
If you get them to do that.
Yeah, it's easier said than done.
Yeah.
And if you come home at night and you're about as tired as you've ever been, you say, I'm just plain
tired.
Now, does this mean as tired as you can be, or?
Oh, no. No, but you're really tired and give out.
And if you have a piece of machinery and you use it and you use it and you use it and it breaks and you fix it and you keep doing this and you can't fix it anymore to make it work, you say it's what?
Wore out.
That's a sad day, isn't it? Some of them, of course, I think are worn out before you ever get them.
Yeah.
A man who can't hear anymore, you say, is what?
Well, he lost his hearing.
And then he's what?
He's deaf, or... I'm a-getting hard of hearing myself, but some people that talk plain, I can understand it pretty good.
I think it makes a lot of difference where you are, too.
Sure. Oh, yeah.
Some places you get high walls and the voice booms around. I have that trouble, too.
Yeah.
Just not always, but now and then. If a man is out in the field working and he comes in and his shirt is just wringing wet and somebody said, how'd his shirt get wet? What would you say?
Well, say perspiration or sweat.
Somebody said, did he pour water on himself? You'd say, no, he just...
perspired.
Is this what you normally say, perspired or?
Sweat. He sweaty all over.
I think that's what I'd say.
Yeah.
I've never come around to that other one. It just doesn't seem to do the job.
Yeah, I'd just say sweat and go on.
Yeah, oh, he sweat. What do you call that sore that some people get on their neck? The one that has a hard center and gets very, very red?
Rising. Bald.
Do they have a hard center?
Yeah.
Is there fluid in those?
Yeah.
What do you call that?
Well, of course, we always call it rising or boils or something.
What do you call a fluid in there?
Well, I call it matter. Of course, it could be something else. A lot of time it could be a wind or just some little something that way.
And how about the skin around there? Is that level?
What now?
The skin around one of those places, is that just nice and level like this?
No, it'll be puffed up there, a little knot there.
Well, I know they're sore.
Yeah, you bet.
Had one in my ear once, of all places. What would you call a place, if a man got shot, the place where the bullet went in, the doctor would come and he'd treat what?
Treat the wound.
And if it didn't heal just right, there would be that old red, angry stuff.